Only a matter of 2 months ago, Dave and I started to plan what we'd do this morning and thought, oh, the youth service, it's the 4th of December, it's a forever away. Well, here we are, 4th of December, halfway through the service, and it just feels like time has gone like that. And Christmas can really come upon us at such a pace because of all the other activities that are going on, whether it's at work, at school, especially in church, it can be really busy if we're involved in stuff. And so sometimes it's good just to stop and take stock. It's a privilege for us to be able to lead the service with the young folk this morning. And as we've already said, we want to look at Advent and a little bit about Christmas and the run-up to it. Everything from the hymns to the drama to our Advent calendar has been done by the young folk. And it's really been exciting to see them take part and really see what's involved in planning a service. Some of our guys can't be here this morning because they're involved in other churches or they've got one or two other things on, like sports things. But everybody has really grasped it and taken part in it as we've been prepping it. As we've tried to illustrate through the service, especially in the drama with the tourists coming off the North Boat, this time of year, we need to remind ourselves of the true meaning of Christmas and the true miracle of Christmas, the miracle that God sent his one and only Son in human form to be the Saviour for each one of us. Most of us here today, if not all of us, probably knows the Christmas story. And if we're asked to tell it to anybody, then we could probably do that, no problem. But sometimes we take what we know and what we think we know for granted. So it's good to look at Advent, the season, and sort of think, how can we prepare ourselves? How can we really remind ourselves of what the whole season's about? Advent actually started last Sunday, the 27th of November. And so Advent's actually a whole month in the year rather than just that 25th of December. But as I was trying to think about how could I illustrate what Advent is, I was starting to struggle a bit. And yesterday I phoned Dave and I said, I've got an idea, Dave. Do you think this will work? Do you think it will relate to everybody in the room? And Dave said, oh, Ramsay, I think it might be. So I've got an illustration to show you and I think you might recognise it. It's quite exciting. I would just like to put a wee precursor that Maggie's been away all weekend and I did this all on my own. There was no help given at all. So, Alison, could you bring this big tub up so we can show it to everyone? Do you want to bring it up here? Put it on the table? Okay. So, I worked hard yesterday, didn't I, Alison? Did I go to the shop specifically for this? Did we do it? Yeah, it was cool. Okay, you're going to sit down. So, in fact, is there a drum? Oh, there's no drummer today. I could have had a drum roll. This is so exciting. Right, so think Christmas. Think Advent. In fact, let's have a pretend drum roll because I'm so excited that I was so creative. So, right, one, two, three, go. Thank you. Can I have another woo? One, two, three.
Woo!
Now, Catherine Wiseman, I see your eyes. Catherine Wiseman, let me remind you that little commandment, do not covet, it's mine. Okay, so most of you will remember one of these. This is a Blue Peter Advent crown. Yay! And I was thinking about how did I learn Advent, how did I know what Advent was about, and literally every year Blue Peter would make one of these. It was slightly bigger, may I say. This is like Ramsay version. And often churches would have either a wreath or something like this as well. I know I was part of a Church of Scotland in Fife, and we had a homemade one just like this. Can I say this isn't it? I did make this yesterday. And so this is just an idea just to help us engage everybody and think about, well, what is Advent? Why should we remember it? What are the key points in the Advent season? I don't know about you, but my sister and I used to try and attempt this, and I think it was my mum's nightmare every year, because I would become all butch and macho. And what would happen is... I'd say to my sister, I'll get the pliers, and so I'd start weaving, you know, the coat hangers together, and sure enough, within about, a minute and a half, the coat hanger was in my hand, and there's little drops of blood, so that was never good. And then there was always that thing where you went to lit it, and the candle didn't light, but the tinsel did, and so So yeah, that's our Advent crown for you. But I just wanted to use it this morning to really help us think about what Advent's about. And it's a really simple way to remember by looking at each candle and really reminding ourselves of the impact that Jesus made and the impact that we can make still by just looking at Advent and some of the themes that run through it. So to begin with, what I'd like to do is I'm going to attempt to get people to light the candles. This could be dangerous. I have been told the tinsel is non-flammable, but we'll wait and see until we test it. So can I have a volunteer to come and light my first candle? Do you want to come and light it? Come on. Okay. Sorry, I don't know your name. What's your name?
Joanna.
Well, welcome, Joanna. Is your sisters playing today? Yeah, they're here, aren't they? So, are you okay to light a match? Can you try and light this candle? Try and sort of keep it above and not hit the tinsel. If not, Dave, can you have the fire extinguisher ready? Brilliant. Well done. Okay. Oh, please take. That's it. Well done. Thanks, Joanna. Thank you. Okay, the first candle is lit. Traditionally, that would have been lit last Sunday as the first Sunday in Advent. And can anybody tell me what the first candle represents? Oh, faces, I see. Okay, the first candle is hope. Isaiah, one of the major prophets, prophesied that the Messiah, Jesus, would come and his prophet would be fulfilled. Isaiah gave real hope to people that God would send his son. God was faithful and kept his promise. He kept that promise that he made to us through Isaiah, and he did send his son Jesus. Isaiah gave God's people hope, and due to this, the first Sunday of Advent is often reflected upon as hope. In Romans it says, and again Isaiah says, the root of Jesse will spring up, one who will arise to rule over the nations. The Gentiles will hope in him. May the God of hope fill you with all the joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. I think over Advent, hope is something to remind ourselves of. The Bible tells us that Christ came as a baby, and although he left us, we have the hope and confidence that he will come back. Many people nowadays find themselves in times of uncertainty, struggling through life's issues, and sometimes forget to feel that there is hope for them. At this time of year, it's an opportunity as Christians and as a church to share Christ's hope for all our lives and for those who are struggling. And for a lot of people in the tree that we've sort of put together this morning, actually, hope is something that either they've forgotten there is hope, and that there is an end sometimes, and that there is something else to live for. Or sometimes they've never heard that message, and we need to explain what hope is, and that there is a hope for them, and that a life in Jesus actually can make a huge impact to their own personal life and their personal journey. So the first candle this morning is the candle of hope. Okay, who's going to come and be my match lighter this time? Anybody want to come? Do you want to come? No? Anybody else? Okay, can I get an adult? An adult since all my... Kerry, was that a hand going up? Come on, come and do my candle. Remember, candle, not tinsel. Yeah. I trust you always, Kerry. do this one, because it's visually more seen. Okay. Brilliant. Thank you, Kerry. And it's taken. It's fine. Let's hope that builds up. Okay. The second candle in Advent, or the second theme of Advent that we can think about, is peace. We light this candle to symbolize peace as we eagerly anticipate the coming reign of the Prince of Peace. We remember the prophets who spoke about the coming of Christ, of how a Saviour would be born, a king in the line of David. The prophet Isaiah called Christ the Prince of Peace. They told us how he would rule the world wisely and bless all the nations. When Jesus came, he taught people the importance of being a peacemakers. He said that those who make peace shall be called the children of God. When Christ comes to us, he brings us peace, and he will bring everlasting peace when he comes again. We light the candle of peace to remind us that Jesus is the Prince of Peace, and that through him, peace is found. There are so many situations in the world, like the Syrian situation with all the refugees, who are struggling to find peace currently. This makes Jesus being the Prince of Peace even more relevant today than ever before. For many people, they have personal turmoil in their own lives, whether that be with a relationship, whether it be with authority, whether it be ill health. And it's important that we reflect on peace and offer people the opportunity that Jesus can represent peace in their own lives. Peace is like a light shining in a dark place. As we look at this candle, we celebrate the peace we find in Jesus Christ. At which point it's gone out. Okay, who's going to do my third candle? Come on, I want some keen people. Come on then. On you come, sir. Mr. Tregoning. Right, can you relight Kerry's because she failed? Love you. Suboptimum. Oh. There's a word I don't often use on a Sunday. Suboptimum. Yeah. Yeah, stick one in each. No, do that one first, because there's likely that might tip. No? Please don't. I don't know how long that tinsel's been in the Sandwick bake shop, so it might not be flammable. Okay, the third candle represents joy. We light this candle to symbolise joy, knowing the fullness of joy comes from God alone. When the angel Gabriel told Mary that a special child would be born to her, she was filled with joy. She sang a song that began with the words, "My soul magnifies the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. Just as the birth of Jesus gave great joy to his mother, so his presence in the world gave great joy to those who had none before. He healed them and gave them hope and peace when they believed in him. From hope, peace and love grows joy." I once had a flatmate named Christian, but he wasn't a Christian. I was talking with him at one point and quickly recognised that he was quite a strong character, and he was really good at what he did. He was an accountant, and he could riddle anything off, and he could give you any tax code and all that type of stuff. He was really good. But he felt that life was just a motion. He felt that his life was on a treadmill, and he just went from one week to the next, doing the same old, same old. I was really struck by something, and that was what was missing in his life when we chatted. And as I went away and I started to think about it and ponder it, I thought, do you know what was missing? He just has no joy. He's got none of that joy within him. And I could really see there was something almost vacant about Christian, and it was just because life was just humdrum and it just going. I started to feel really sad, as in my opinion, life, there needs to be joy, and life is there to be lived in the full. But unless you have joy, you can see there's more to life, people can't connect with what joy is. On the flip side of that, I remember in one of my first jobs, I worked in Summerfield's supermarket in the deli counter. I loved that job. But I had some real hard Fife women on the counter working with me. I'm allowed to say that because I'm a Fifer. And anyway, I always used to serve the customers with a smile, and I was just myself. Yet those women always made things feel like hard work. And one day, the boss, who was one of those women, said to me, "Why are you so cheery, Dave? You're always on the up." As a young man, I started to question what was wrong with me, that I was so positive and up. But the only thing I knew was I was very content, but I was also very confident in myself. And when I started to think about where did that confidence come from, I started to realise that actually it was rooted in Christ and my life as a Christian. I started to recognise that joy comes from Christ and Christ alone. So we light the candle of joy to remind us that when Jesus is born in us, we have joy, and that through him there will be everlasting joy on earth. Okay, who's going to be brave and light my fourth candle? Mr. Davidson, would you come and do it for me, please? yeah, do this back one. Yeah, it'll be fine. I have faith. Brilliant. Look at that. Oh, that was a strong one, that, eh? Thank you, Mr. Davidson. Not like yours, Kerry. Okay, so the fourth candle that we've got is love. God sent his only son to earth to save us because God loves us. As we heard in the drama that the girls said, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. The third candle of Advent, the candle of love, in their old age, God gave to Zechariah and Elizabeth a son called John. John spoke to the people bravely in the desert, denying his own comforts and prepared to die for what he believed. John taught that we should share what we have with others, treat each other kindly, and show God's love. He did this because he cared for people and wanted them to repent and find God's forgiveness. At this time of year, it's a perfect opportunity for us to show people not just our love, but Christ's love through us. We can do that in practical ways, such as giving to the latest charity appeal, adding food to the food bank when we go to Tesco's or come to church, and sending a card to someone that we love. However, I really feel that love is shown at its greatest through personal relationship and actually speaking, visiting, and connecting with people, or reconnecting with those that we've lost contact with. Christmas can be a very isolating time of year, and it's hard for people, and often they just long for someone to come alongside and support them and show them love in a very human way. By being the person to take time and show people they are valued, can shine Christ's love into every situation. Love is like a candle shining in a dark place. As we look at the light of this candle, we celebrate the love we have in Christ. The fifth candle on our crown, we're not going to light because really it should be lit on Christmas Day because it represents Christ. This candle reminds us that Jesus is the spotless Lamb of God sent to wash away our sins. His birth was for his death. His death was for our birth. The next day, in John it says, the next day John saw Jesus coming towards him and said, "Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." Christ came in human form to show us how to live and be with one another. Who would have thought a little baby could mean so much to an entire human race? But God wants each one of us to be Christ-like in all we do and say and how we live our lives. I pray as we reflect over this next Advent or the current Advent season, that we can look at each of these candles, the candle of hope, the candle of peace, the candle of joy, and the candle of love, and look at how we can apply these themes to our lives, but also how we can offer them to other people around us. Earlier in the service, we asked you to complete a Christmas decoration, and that was to sort of say to just jot down somebody who we thought maybe needed to know Jesus and have all these elements come into their life. But also, we said it might be somebody who's struggling at this current time. What I'd love us to do is to somehow take that and show our love to people and really speak into their lives and let Jesus speak into their lives. What I want you to do is, as you leave today, there'll be a few of the YF here, and come out this way, and we're going to give you all one of these little decorations. And we just ask as a YF that you take that decoration, stick it in your Bible or stick it on the fridge, starting to sound my life, like my wife now, and just put it someplace that you can look at it every day and just remember that little request on that decoration. You might even want to put it on your tree. So that actually all of us can actually breathe God into all these situations through just taking time and praying and meditating on them for those who need to hear God's word. Let's just pray. Father, thank you that your son did come for each one of us here today. Thank you that he came to save our lives. But thank you that he also showed us how to share hope with people, how to share love with people, how to share joy with people, and how to share peace with people. And Father, just help each one of us over this really busy time to connect more with you, but also to reflect on your word and scripture that explains to us what this very special time of year means to each one of us. And Father, we just pray for all these people on the tree. We just pray that you can have your hand upon them at this time, that you can find a way through us to get to know these people, to get to know their situation, and to really speak into their situations. So Father, just be with us, be with all these people that we've mentioned, and just help us as we go through this Christmas season. Amen.